This is Akashwani. The news read by Anuja Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi embarked on a five-nation visit this morning to Ghana, Trinidad and Tobago, Argentina, Brazil and Namibia. On the first leg of his visit, the Prime Minister will undertake a visit to Ghana. A report.
PM Modi, upon arrival in Accra, the capital of Ghana this afternoon, is expected to receive a ceremonial welcome and guard of honour. Thereafter, there will be bilateral engagements with President of Republic of Ghana, John Mahama, at the Jubilee House. The presidential palace building was constructed with a grant of $30 million from India. Bilateral relations will be reviewed during the delegation-level talks. Alok Rai, Akashwani News, Accra.
In an exclusive interview with our correspondent covering the Prime Minister's visit to Ghana, India's High Commissioner to Ghana, Manish Gupta, outlined the various facets of the bilateral relationship.
India-Ghana ties, they are quite multifaceted. They are very deep-rooted with a rich historical legacy. Our ties, in fact, predate Ghana's own independence. The first Indian High Commissioner came here as a representative office building in 1953. And since those times, we have a very good developmental partnership. This is a very diversified relationship that encompasses all sectors, from agriculture to manufacturing, to name a few.
The Quad members have called for bringing the perpetrators, organizers and financiers of the Pahalgam terror attack to justice without delay, urging UN member states to extend full cooperation in this effort. In a joint statement issued after the Quad foreign ministers' meeting held in Washington, D.C., the group strongly condemned the terrorist attack in Pahalgam on the 22nd of April this year, which claimed the lives of 25 Indian nationals and one Nepali citizen and injured several others. The Quad also launched the Quad Critical Minerals Initiative to enhance economic security. The initiative aims to build collective resilience and secure, as well as diversify, critical mineral supply chains across the Indo-Pacific. The leaders also announced plans to launch the Quad Ports of the Future partnership in Mumbai. Extensive studies by the Indian Council of Medical Research, ICMR, and the National Centre for Disease Control have conclusively established no linkage between COVID-19 vaccines and sudden deaths. The studies conducted by the two leading medical research institutions have affirmed that COVID-19 vaccines in India are safe and effective, with extremely rare instances of serious side effects. These incidents of sudden cardiac deaths can be attributed to a wide range of other factors, including genetics, lifestyle, pre-existing conditions and post-COVID complications. Amid chants of Bam Bam Bhole and Har Har Mahadev, Jammu and Kashmir Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha flagged off the first batch of Amarnath Yatra pilgrims from the Yatri Nivas base camp in Bhagwati Nagar early this morning. A total of 5,892 pilgrims left for Valley, of which 2,489 shall perform Yatra via Balthal route, whereas 3,403 will follow the longer Anantnag route to reach the Holy Cave. U.S. President Donald Trump has said Israel has agreed on terms for a 60-day ceasefire in Gaza. He warned Hamas to accept the deal before conditions worsen. The benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading with modest losses in forenoon trade today amid mixed global cues. On sectoral front, financial services, realty and industrials were dragging the most. The India Meteorological Department has issued orange alert for rain in north and central India, including Himachal Pradesh, Uttarakhand, Uttar Pradesh, Madhya Pradesh and parts of Gujarat, Rajasthan and Maharashtra. Heavy to very heavy rainfall conditions will also prevail at isolated places in Konkan, Goa, Madhya Maharashtra today. In cricket, India, led by Shubman Gill, will take on England in the second match of the five-test Anderson Tendulkar Trophy at Edgbaston in Birmingham this evening. The match is scheduled to begin at 3:30 p.m. IST. The third leg of the 2025 Grand Chess Tour will kick off this evening in Croatia, featuring a star-studded lineup that includes world number one Magnus Carlsen and reigning world champion Di Kukesh. And that is the end of this news bulletin.